This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad is to receive a USMEF award. We'll have more right after this. October is Pork Month, and in Iowa, we have no shortage of pork producers to celebrate. In all, there are 147,105 Iowa jobs created by the pork industry through direct, indirect, and induced jobs, and those jobs in turn create $8.64 billion in labor income. Make sure you support one of Iowa's most important industries by enjoying some farm-raised Iowa pork this month. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The former governor and U.S. Ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, has been selected to receive the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Michael J. Mansfield Award. USMEF established this award in recognition of the U.S. Senate Majority Leader and Ambassador to Japan, whose 5 decades of government service advanced U.S. trade relations throughout the world. Through both his role as Ambassador to China and as Iowa's governor, Branstad made advancing U.S. agricultural exports a top priority. When given a level playing field, U.S. farmers and ranchers will thrive in the international marketplace, Branstad said. This is why it is so important to eliminate trade barriers and give our agricultural producers a fair opportunity to compete. I am proud to have played some role in improving global market access for American products, and it has been gratifying to see U.S. agriculture capitalize on these opportunities. During Branstad's time at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, the U.S. and China entered the Phase 1 Economic and Trade Agreement, which gave the U.S. beef industry its first meaningful access to the Chinese market in 17 years. The agreement also reduced barriers for U.S. pork exports to China. Phase 1 was a critical breakthrough for the U.S. meat industry, and I had the pleasure of working with the USMEF on some promotional activities right after the agreement entered into force, Branstad said. It was exciting to see firsthand how Chinese consumers welcomed the long-awaited arrival of U.S. beef. Bill Westman, who spent nearly 30 years with the USDA Foreign Agricultural Service, will receive the USMEF Distinguished Service Award. Both awards will be presented November 9th at the USMEF Strategic Planning Conference in New Orleans. For more information, visit the USMEF website at usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.